not a farm, it was fields. And there was a group of trees, and there was a... See, it's a public house opposite.
Yeah.
Well, they had a son who was always on a stretcher.
You know,
he was on a bed, really. And they used to wheel him out under these trees. Well, I don't know what was wrong with, something wrong with. As a child, you don't remember, do you?
There used to be a pound, you know, where they impounded animals that strayed on that corner somewhere near the spot. I can't remember just where it was now. I think it was on the corner of Barnetwood Lane and Kingston Road. Yeah. There used to be a rectangular thing about the size of this room or smaller. There's also one at Fetcham, still there, matter of fact.
Yes.
But animals that strayed got put into their horses and cows, that sort of thing, and yes. paid to get them out again.
Oh!
Oh, no traffic at all.
But
no.
You stayed in school till 4:30. We didn't come out. Well, you can imagine winter evenings. We used to come, and all through this dip and this long passage, a bit scary sometimes, we felt scared, but
yes.
nothing ever happened. You know, it's safer then, far safer.
Quite
but true. Sometimes we used to go round Grange Road and that way. I think my parents liked us to go that way if possible. Mm. We used to like to go through because of this. It was a shorter cut. No, occasionally... We went to Epsom. No buses were
no
then.
No buses at all. Yeah.
We used to go by train. But I remember one big event. My father took us one Sunday afternoon to Box Hill. And I remember he met us from Sunday school, took us by train to Box Hill. We walked all up there. And my mother came afterwards with all the stuff, the food for all of us. Well, five children. But my father brought the children, and my mother carrying all this stuff right up the hill, this chalk path. My father had a young one, a baby, and I expect he had the baby to carry. Because
yeah.
I thought, why didn't my father carry all that stuff?